Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Jesus paid it all. What a beautiful song. And indeed, Jesus paid a heavy price for you and I. Welcome to our celebration service wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we continue our sermon series, Culture Transformation, or Transforming Culture. Now, before Jesus would go to heaven, he told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28 that, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe or obey all things that I have commanded. And lo, I will always be with you until the end of the age." Amen. You see, Jesus was teaching his disciples and is teaching us today that we are supposed to adopt a new way of life that is based on the teachings of God's word. And we call this kingdom culture. We are supposed to confront every ungodly culture of our world with the culture from heaven that is based on God's word. The Apostle Paul echoes the same words in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And this is what he says: "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you." Wow, those are beautiful words from the Word of God. A culture that is built on God's Word is a great culture. So far, we have seen that we need to embrace a culture of integrity instead of a culture of dishonesty and corruption. And last week we said we need to embrace a culture of compassion where we respond to the pain of the people around us instead of being indifferent and neglecting them. But today I want to talk about our culture of excellence. Now, open your Bibles and let's go and read Daniel chapter 6, 1 to 5. Daniel chapter 6, from verse 1 to 5. And this is what the Bible tells us. "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." Verse 4. "So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because Daniel was faithful. He was a man of integrity. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men, the haters, they said, 'We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.'" Now, the Bible goes on to tell us that these guys trapped Daniel, and as a result, he was thrown into a lion's den. But God protected Daniel because he was innocent, but also because God still had some more work for Daniel to do in Babylon. Now, for us to better understand what I'm going to talk about today, I want us to understand a little background to Daniel and where he was living. Now, Daniel and his friends were slaves who were taken into Babylon when King Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem in about 500 BC. In Babylon, Daniel And many of his friends were given new names, and they were taught into a new Babylonian way of life in order to assimilate them into the new culture. Now, in chapter 6 that I've just read, Daniel is an old man. He has served two kings already, King Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, and now we see him serving King Darius. And the beautiful thing about Daniel is King Darius, a person who did not worship God, saw something in Daniel called an excellent spirit. And that's what I want to talk about today. Now, what is excellence? Even as we strive to embrace a culture of excellence, what is excellence? Excellence is about doing everything over and above the call of duty to the best possible outcome. Excellence is about you and I giving 110% to everything that we commit our hands to do. When you are excellent, you live by high standards. Now, excellence is not about being perfect. You know, perfectionists will never be satisfied. Even the best is not good for them. But excellence is about you and I giving 110% to everything that we commit ourselves to. Now, friends, we need to embrace a culture of excellence, because a culture of mediocrity dishonors us. It also dishonors God, who created us in his image. In fact, God is excellent. In Genesis 1:31, it says, God saw all that he had made, and he said, it was very good. It was very excellent. And in Psalm 8, verse 1, I think David was out in the evening looking out in the sky, and he said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. So we see that God is excellent. And because we are made in the image of God, we need to embrace a culture of excellence. So what can we learn from the life of Daniel about excellence? The first thing that I want us to learn is this, that excellence is an attitude. Excellence is an attitude that commits to give the best every time. Verse 3, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was found in him. Now, the word spirit there refers to an attitude, like you'd say, Eddie has a sweet attitude or an excellent attitude. So Daniel had an amazing attitude. And an attitude is an inward feeling that is displayed through outward actions. Your attitudes are going to be seen in what you do. So when you have an excellent spirit, it will be seen in how you live your life. It will be seen in the actions that you display each and every day. But what impresses me most about Daniel is his ability to display an excellent spirit and excellence in a hostile environment. Remember, Daniel was a slave whose family had been killed in Jerusalem. His country had been destroyed. You'd expect Daniel to be bitter and live an average life, but Daniel didn't allow these circumstances to influence his attitude. Instead, his excellent spirit positively influenced the environment he was living in. Now, you might be wondering, why did Daniel possess an excellent spirit? I'm so glad you asked. The clue is in chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed, he committed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion from the king's delicacies, nor from the wine which he drank. This verse is telling us that Daniel made a commitment in his heart to honor God in everything that he did. He made a commitment. He purposed not to conform to the standards of the Babylonian culture. Instead, he committed himself to live by the highest standards of God's word. And that's what excellence is all about. It's about making a commitment to live by God's standards. It's about refusing to compromise ethical and moral standards. It's about giving your very best each and every time. So to be excellent, choose purpose to honor God with your life. Choose. Make a choice to live by the highest standards. Remember, excellence is a choice. It's not a gift. Excellence is intentional. It is not accidental. And when you are excellent, let me tell you, things go well for you. Which brings me to point number two. Excellence attracts favor. Excellence attracts favor, both from God and from people. Verse 3 again. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was found in him. And the king gave thought, King Darius, a man who did not worship the God of Daniel, gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Now, because Daniel had an excellent spirit, he gave 100%, and this attracted the eyes of the king. Psalm 75 tells us, for exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Excellence attracts favor from God, but also from man. In fact, scripture tells us that the eye of the Lord looks all around the earth, looking for a man or a woman who's fully committed to him so that he might empower. Excellence attracts favor. Now we need to remember this. Daniel was an outsider. He didn't have connections in high places. He lived in an environment that was hostile to his faith. But Daniel rose right to the top because he had a different spirit, an excellent spirit. You see, friends, excellence will help you succeed in a hostile environment because your work ethic will work for you. When you are excellent, you will attract favor no matter where you are. Like the saying goes, cream always rises to the top. Excellence will open doors that relationships and degrees will not. Excellence will attract promotion. If you are in business, it's going to attract money because excellence attracts favor. I'm reminded of the time, I think it must have been our 9th anniversary, I called a hotel in the city. I won't tell you the name of the hotel. And I told them to, you know, reserve for us a room. For my wife and I, we're celebrating our anniversary. And a standard room, a normal room for us to go away for our kids and have some good fun and some good life. And so when we arrived at this hotel, I mean, they gave us an amazing welcome. They led us to our room, and I thought we are going to a standard room. Guess what? We had been upgraded to a honeymoon suite with everything, all the amenities right there. And this bed had been decorated with petals, rose petals, and our names were in the middle. And they said, happy anniversary, Pastor Eddie and Martha Mwesenje. Wow. We didn't ask them to do all that. All we wanted was a standard room. But they went over and above. Guess where I go every time I'm going to celebrate my anniversary? You guessed right, to that same hotel. Because excellence attracts favor and clients. You see, excellence should characterize every work that we do as God's children. There are no shortcuts or half-finished projects when you are a child of God who has been called to live a life of excellence. But let us be honest right here. As Africans, as Ugandans, I can honestly say that we are comfortable with a culture of mediocrity, where average is the way of life right here. And this is seen in words that we say on the streets. We say, this is Africa. This is Uganda. In other words, don't expect anything good to come out of Africa. Don't expect anything good to come out of Uganda. You hear, this is Uganda. Hey, everybody cuts corners. Why should we do otherwise? You hear this word, African time. In other words, Africans, we can never keep time. These words and many more show how we become comfortable with a culture of mediocrity. You see, friends, a life of mediocrity dishonors us. No one has ever been honored with a medal of mediocrity. Mediocrity means we can never maximize the gifts and talents that God has already placed on the inside of us. And if we are not excellent, the world is not going to wait for us. And a time has come for all of us to reject and say no to a culture of mediocrity and embrace a culture of excellence. You see, friends, we are as gifted as everybody else on this planet Earth. When it comes to natural resources, we even have more resources. But friends, listen to me. Gifts and talents are not enough. We must add excellence if we are going to maximize our gifts and talents that God has given to us. Because excellence attracts favor. So, be excellent. Give your very best to everything you commit to. And when you do that, it's going to open doors for you. Proverbs 22:29 says this. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. In other words, when you are excellent, you are going to go to the highest places possible on this planet Earth. You see, as Watoto Church, we have a ministry arm we call our Watoto Children's Choirs. And I've had the privilege of being a part of the Watoto Children's Choirs. And I traveled with the choirs for about 5 years. And the first day I stepped into a training room, this word excellence came out from our team leaders, Gary and Marilyn. They taught us that we have to give 110% all the time. They told us it doesn't matter how many people are watching in the congregation, we give 110% because excellence is not about the people who are watching, it's about the person who sits on the throne of our hearts, Jesus. And I must tell you this, many times we went to churches where the people on the stage were more than the people in the congregation. But guess what? We gave 110%. And you know what happened? What has happened over the years? The Watoto Children's Choirs has been invited to the most important places of our world. Buckingham Palace, White House, all the many parliaments all around the world. These orphaned children have been able to interact with the highest people of our world. You know why? It's because of a culture of excellence that we see in the Watoto Children's Choirs. And I know this will make Pastor Gary and Marilyn uncomfortable, but I want to let you know, thank you so much for teaching us and modeling excellence to us. Thank you so much for believing in us and not giving up on us. In fact, in your very word, you say, it's time for Africa to rise and shine. You say it that today, this day is Africa's day. All the rest of the world has had its day. It's time for Africa to rise up and shine. And I believe with all of my heart that excellence is going to position us for success as Africa. So give your very best each and every day. Finish what you commit to do. Make your today better than yesterday. And lastly, excellence honors God. You see the life of Daniel? He served 4 kings while in Babylon. And all the 4 kings acknowledged the God that Daniel served. You know why? Because when Daniel was serving, he was serving his God. And because he was serving his God, he ended up serving his kings excellently. In Daniel chapter 2, we see a place where King Nebuchadnezzar is giving glory to the God of Daniel after Daniel had interpreted a dream that had scared him. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Since you could reveal this secret," then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Excellence ultimately will bring glory to God. It honors God because we are made in his image to be excellent. Even Paul affirms this. Whenever we do anything, we need to do it with all of our hearts because we do it for the glory of God. Colossians 3:23-24 says this. whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ that you are serving. So my brother, my sister, when you are doing your work on Monday, on Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, remember you are serving God, and God wants you to give him your very best. Do everything as unto God. When you are driving in the streets, drive because you are driving as if God was in that car. When you are teaching, teach those students because you know they are made in the image of God. Do your very best. Do everything for the glory of God. And then in 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul says, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, whatever means whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. You see, friends, we honor God when we give him our very best. So what have I said concerning excellence? Three things. Number one, excellence is an attitude to always give your very best, no matter where you are. Number two, excellence attracts favor from God, but also from man. And then number three, excellence ultimately honors God and draws the attention to our God, because we live for the glory of God. God is excellent. And he, God, gifted us with creation, which he excellently created for us to enjoy. But also God has honored us by giving us his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus has also honored us, not just by giving us a little bit of himself. Jesus gave us everything about himself when he laid down his life on the cross and he died for us. Jesus didn't give a bit of his life. Jesus gave everything for you. Now, if you want to receive the forgiveness that Jesus offers to you, I would like you to pray with me. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this day, I receive your gift of forgiveness. I am a sinner, but today I choose to turn away from my sin and follow you every day of my life. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, the Bible says you are born again. You are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Congratulations and welcome to God's family. Thank you for making that wonderful decision. Now, my brother, my sister, we want to connect with you. Would you please write to us at connect@watotochurch.com. One of us will write back to you because we want to walk with you this new journey. But also, if you are watching online, you can click that link that is in the message section, because we want to get in touch with you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.